Hey everyone, welcome to White Coat Conversations.
We're your hosts,
Deeksha
and Rushal, two high schoolers figuring out the pre-med path one conversation at a time.
Every week, we talk with real doctors in different specialties to find out what their jobs are really like.
The highs, the lows, and everything they wish they knew when they were in our shoes.
Whether you're already set on medicine or just exploring the field, we're glad you're here. So let's get into it.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode. We are thrilled to have a very special guest joining us today, Dr. Gabriel Winberry. Dr. Winberry completed his medical training at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, followed by his residency and fellowship at Vanderbilt University. He currently serves as the Chief of Pediatric Gastroenterology Department at Wake Medical Hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Dr. Winberry.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Winberry, when did you first decide to become a physician? Was medicine always your first dream career choice, or did you consider other professions along the way?
I always had an interest in science. Both of my parents are in science. My dad is actually a biochemist, and my mom is a psychologist, both retired. I got a little bit of exposure to some of the medical field just by growing up and kind of seeing what they did. And when I went to college, I was actually thinking that I might want to go into like public policy or public health. So I actually went into studying political science with a biology minor. And I did a couple of internships more in the public policy aspect of things and also did some shadowing at the hospital. And so that was during that time that I realized I actually much more enjoyed working with patients on kind of an individual level. That's when I kind of shifted gears probably my second year of college and decided that I wanted to go into the pre-med track, which I was already doing a little bit of, but that's what kind of sold it for me was getting to see patients in the hospital and realizing that was more hands-on what I wanted to do.
Wow, it's very nice to have that exposure to medicine from a young age in your family. So what drew you specifically to pediatric gastroenterology rather than working with adults or choosing a different specialty?
Going into medical school, I already had some experience. Some of my volunteer work was that I went to University of Michigan undergrad. So I worked a little bit at the children's hospital there. And I also grew up playing soccer and coaching younger kids and working with some younger kids in camps. So I already knew that I really liked working with kids in general. So my first couple of rotations in medicine, I got some exposure to pediatrics and adults. And pretty quickly, I realized I liked working with kids a little bit more. I just felt like, you know, they're fun to talk to. And I enjoyed kind of being a kid at heart, kept it a little bit more fun to me, you know, talking about different health issues, but being able to kind of work more in the childlike discussions of things. So that's what kind of drew me to working with them. I enjoy working with adults as well, but I like the pediatric side of things because it's more family centered in a lot of ways. So, you know, I work with the parents of my patients. And so I have to be able to communicate with adults in that way and relay messages that they can then help their kids through their understanding. But I like having, you know, that, like I said, the fun kind of joy of a young patient to work with. It just keeps the days a little bit more exciting.
Thank you. That kind of impact must be incredibly fulfilling. As a pediatric gastroenterologist, what are some of the most common conditions or cases that you treat?
We treat a good variety of things. I would say the most common conditions that we see in pediatric GI are very close to what a general pediatrician would see, but a little extra specialty kind of mixed into it. So a lot of growth and nutrition, as well as basic GI issues like constipation and reflux. So we see a lot of that in, you know, infants and young children working on learning to eat or working on gaining weight, getting adequate nutrition, going to the bathroom correctly. So that's a big portion of what we do, which is why I liked pediatric GI as well, is it's very close to general pediatric in some ways, which I really enjoy. But then there's also some extra specialty things that we get to do. You know, we do procedures, so endoscopies and colonoscopies for kids. So sometimes we get to do funny things, removing like the funny things that kids will accidentally swallow, as well as doing some diagnostic procedures to figure out if children have celiac disease or Crohn's Crohn's disease or different liver disorders that are a little bit more serious. And then those are things that we get to treat too. So that's one of the things I like about it is there's a lot of very basic stuff, but also a little more complicated things that we specifically do that maybe general pediatricians wouldn't do quite as well. So they refer those to us.
Yeah, I'm sure your days are long and busy, but working with children must come with some fun moments too. What's the funniest thing a young patient had ever said or done during an appointment?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's definitely a lot of funny stories I have just over my time. I would say the funniest stories probably come from either interesting things that kids have accidentally swallowed and then talked about with me. So I've had many toddlers that swallowed funny things like batteries and earrings and magnets. And many times, you know, their stories as to the why are the funny. They'll, you know, say, I just wanted to know what it tasted like. Or one kid that swallowed a battery said he wanted to see if it would give him more energy. So there were definitely some funny stories from the foreign body ingestions. And then we also see a lot of children with trouble going to the bathroom, constipation. And so there's funny stories I have from some of those children kind of explaining, you know, why they may not want a toilet train or use the toilet. And I remember one child that was having trouble going that the bowel movements were very hard. And so he told me that he really wanted to use the toilet, but every time he tried, it felt like he was trying to pass a ninja star. So he said that's why he didn't want to go. And I thought that was kind of funny because it was definitely a good explanation for why he didn't want to go, I thought.
Wow, it must be very interesting to see those problems from a child's perspective. What advice would you give to high school students who's interested in medicine, especially pediatric gastroenterology?
I think my biggest advice to young folks interested in medicine would be to keep a good open mind, just in terms of, you know, what you may think you're interested in when you're in high school. That could definitely change over time. So I think that it's good to keep an open mind. And if you really like science and you like working with people, I think medicine is a good opportunity to blend those together. And there's definitely a lot of, you know, different ways that that can be done. So I think getting good exposure to different ways that you can use your talents is always a good thing, kind of getting some hands-on experience with some shadowing and, you know, looking at different careers and kind of deciding, do I really like, you know, being in an office setting, seeing patients every day? Do I actually like more of the application of maybe technology or research? So kind of figuring out how you can blend your skills and really finding a job that you enjoy. And then once you kind of know that that's what you're thinking, then it's a little easier to hone in on working through some of the requirements and things that for a lot of those fields may seem a little daunting. But once you get a taste for what you think you like, then I think that it becomes easier because then the passion kind of drives the process.
That's some great advice. So obviously we all know that the medical school process and residency is very stressful and long. So what is something that you wish you would have known before going into medical school?
I think that I received pretty decent advice myself before going through the medical training process. I had a few different friends of the family that were physicians, and I think most of them hit pretty spot on. And just now looking back, I knew the advice, but I think it was probably I didn't realize maybe at the time how spot on it was. But just that it is going to be a very long and winding road, and so keeping the focus of the patient care as the top priority in your training, I think was the best advice that I received. That sometimes along the way maybe would get lost because you're worried about the test score or different bumps along the way. But I think if you always kind of revert back to thinking about the ultimate goal of why you wanted to do it in the first place, that kind of keeps the progress going and the journey a little bit easier to tolerate, just in terms of thinking about, you know, I want to help people or help patients at the end. Which that's, you know, my biggest advice to young folks is I do think going into being a physician is very challenging for sure. And so I think if folks aren't, you know, really certain that they like the application of medicine, then I think it's a good thing to think through, you know, are there, like I said before, other journeys you might want to take that you could use those skills in a different way, but really focusing on like the patient care aspect and how you want to approach that, I think is the best advice I can give. And that will, like I said, drive you through the hard times in your training.
Have you had a person or mentor that made a lasting impact in your journey as a physician?
Definitely. I've been blessed to have a couple of folks that were really instrumental in helping me along my journey. I think the first person that I really remember was I had a general pediatric physician that I worked with in medical school when I did my general pediatrics rotation, Dr. Mendelson. He was a really, really great teacher and really passionate pediatrician at University of Virginia. So he was kind of a affirmation of why I wanted to go into pediatrics. He just had a, always had a smile on his face and really was great with kids and families, and then was also a really great mentor and teacher to students. And so he kind of lit the fire in terms of knowing that, yeah, this is the right journey for me and going into medicine and wanting to do some teaching, working with students, but also pediatrics. And then a little further along the way, when I was in my fellowship training, my chief of pediatric GI at Vanderbilt was one of my additional mentors who I still am very close with. And I knew that I wanted to do pediatric GI, but he, really helped to kind of steer me towards the right job opportunities and how I could kind of tailor my training to find a good blend of clinical and teaching skills that I still use today. So both of them were definitely, I think, very influential in my training pathway.
Thank you. Looking ahead, what are the biggest changes that you foresee in medicine, specifically in pediatric gastroenterology, such as like over the next 10 to 15 years?
The thing that's easiest to talk about is probably the technology that is, I think, rapidly evolving across many different disciplines, especially in medicine, using kind of machine learning and AI in what we are currently doing. And I think it will be exciting to see how that continues to change the application of our day-to-day approaches to medicine. We're already using certain technologies for writing our notes more efficiently. We have like AI scribes. We use AI to help generate patient question responses and drafts. And doing a little bit of use in sort of reading and researching certain questions that may come up from a patient side. And there's also some pretty interesting applications that are coming out using it in terms of markers of different disease activity levels in different digestive disorders, as well as using it with procedures and kind of helping, not miss maybe a small area of disease on an endoscopy or doing something a little more difficult for a human being by themselves. It'll be interesting to see how this continues to evolve, but I think over the next 10 to 15 years, that's going to be the biggest change across most of medicine is sort of the application of AI and the application of how we use it as doctors, but also I think being careful about losing, the personal physician, human touch with medicine and trying to blend the two. I think that's going to be the most exciting question to be answered over the next 10 to 15 years across most of the different specialties, but pediatric GI specifically as well.
So these next few questions are a little like fun. If you could have any superpower as a doctor, what would it be and why?
And what I do, it actually would probably be very helpful to have some sort of like X-ray vision where I could, see directly what was going on with the patient during an exam and not have to wait on an image to confirm things.
Do you have a favorite medical TV show or movie?
I would say probably Scrubs was my favorite medical related show, more humorous than anything else, but that's probably my favorite.
We've heard a lot of good things about that show. What's your favorite way to relax after a long day at the hospital?
I definitely enjoy going home and doing some outdoor activities with my kids. They play soccer and baseball and different sports, so I like going home and exercising outside with them and practicing. And I coach a couple of their teams, so that's how I decompress after a long day at work.
If you could switch jobs with anyone for a day outside of medicine, what would you do?
I would say at the moment I would be interested to be a professional golfer. Play a lot of golf for fun. I think it would be cool to do it in a tournament setting for a day or two. Probably not forever. That would be stressful, but
That sounds like a fun pastime. Thank you so much for joining us.
yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot, guys, for having me.
That's it for this week's episode of White Coat Conversations.
Thanks for hanging out with us.